بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters at home There is a hadith Qudsi which is mentioning in Bukhari Sharif where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah Ta'ala says man adali waliyan faqad adantuhu bil harb It's a long hadith This is the first part of the hadith Whoever becomes an enemy of my friend Allah says I declare war upon him Whoever becomes enemy, whoever shows enmity, hatred, hostility towards any of my friends, أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ Then I declare war against that person. This is a very, very serious threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person should never interfere with any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have seen history has shown us so many examples where people mocked a friend of Allah, harmed, persecuted, ridiculed a wali of Allah. That in this very world Allah ta'ala showed them his azab and the anjam, the consequence was a very serious one. When we had mentioned some time back about the different ulama and the great feats and what they had achieved in this world as far as spirituality is concerned, their dini efforts, their sacrifices, their lifestyle and how they had dedicated and devoted their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had truth. Love and ishq for Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their lives are so beautiful, so pure from sins, etc. And when people interfered in their lives, hurt them, whether it was verbally or physically or in any way, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with those enemies himself. Allah Marumi rahmatullahi alayhi also explains this. He gives an example. Masnavi has got examples for us to understand a moral behind it. And he talks about a royal falcon. Falcon that belonged to the king. And the king was very fond of this falcon. It lived in the palace of the king. Its place was on the crown of the king or on the throne of the king. Sitting all the time, either perched on the hand of the king or around the king. It was a royal falcon. And the king loved this falcon a lot. One day as it was flying around, it found its way into some ruins that was inhabited by owls. The place was all ruined. When this falcon comes in, these owls see this falcon coming in. And immediately, they begin to protest. And they say to one another, that this falcon has come now to take over our homeland. And this falcon overhears this conversation. This is by way of example for us to understand. So this falcon overhears this conversation of the owls and immediately, quite bewildered and perplexed, The falcon explains to them that I have not come to take over your homeland. I was just going past, flying past. And I just came here. So don't worry, I haven't come to take over your home. The moment the falcon said this, these owls looked at one another and said, this is a deceitful plan of this falcon. This is just a makar, a chal. This falcon is really going to oust us from this place where we are living. So many months or so many years we are living here. And see, this falcon now has come to take us out of our place. This is our home. So the falcon immediately says that this is not the case. Why should I come and take over and oust you from your place and take over your home? My place, my residence is the palace. I live on the throne of the king, or on the crown of the king. I perch myself on the hand of the king. The king loves me very dearly. And the falcon senses that perhaps these owls may want to attack it. And so the falcon says that, listen, if you are going to damage any of my wings, the king who loves me profusely, immensely, the king will take badla on my behalf. The king will revenge my being attacked or hurt in any way, and he will kill you. Because I have a special place in the heart of the king. I am a royal falcon. What will I do with your ruins when I have such a nice place to live in? And I am the coolness of the eyes of the king. The king loves me. Oh, foolish owls, you do not understand my place and where I reside. So Imam Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives this example, and he says the moral behind this is, the friends of Allah, a true wali of Allah, and who is a true wali of Allah? Ulama have explained, some of them have given the definition as, al-alimu billah. Not just a scholar, an alim, no. Al-alimu billah. One who genuinely knows Allah Rabbul Izzat, he has the marifat of Allah. He has recognized Allah. Al-muwadhibu ala ta'ati. And who is continuously obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mukhlisu lillah. And he has got sincerity. He's obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-muhibbu lillah. He really, really loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him there's nothing else. Everything else in this dunya is hedge, as we say. It is zero. For him it is only Allah. So, the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have a special place in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are like the royal falcon. And Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, we should not be like those owls and think negative about the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or try to harm them in any way, and think that they have some deceitful plan against us. Perhaps they are saying something which we don't understand, but we want to then attack them by means of our tongues or our hands or whatever it may be. The true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the hadith says, man aada li waliyan. The person understands the Arabic also. The word li came before the word wali. Could have, Allah ta'ala could have said, man aada waliyan li. But Allah says, man aada li waliyan. Whoever makes enmity, harbors malice, or he wants to hurt any of my friend, aadhantuhu bil harb. Allah says, I declare war. Not just, I will hurt him or I will punish him. I declare war against such a person. Therefore, all of us have to be very, very careful. Of course, with the right of every believer, but more especially with one who is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the hadith explains, and this is the point I want to explain tonight, is وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ عَبْدِي وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَطْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That my servant, my banda, has not come close to me with anything, any deed, which is more beloved to me than those things that I have made compulsory upon him. That is the fara'id. So in this hadith we understand that what is most important, what is priority, the highest, the top one in the list, is all those things that Allah has made compulsory upon us. And in this are the ta'at, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also refraining from all those things that Allah has prohibited us from. those things which are haram. So that is fara'id of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our five time fard salat, our fasting in the month of Ramadan, our zakat that we will discharge once a year, the hajj we perform once in our lifetime. All these are fara'id. These are the basic things that a believer has to do to gain entry into paradise. You've got this, of course, with iman, then inshallah we will get Jannah. But if there is any deficiency in our fara'id, a person is not reading his five times salah. Even if he's just reading once or twice, he's not completed the fara'id of Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person fails to fast in the month of Ramadan, he's got no genuine legal shari'i excuse. Out of laziness, he's not keeping his fard fast in the month of Ramadan. Zakat has become incumbent upon him. And he is finding it very difficult to pay his zakat. So he refuses to pay his zakat. Hajj is compulsory upon him. He has the means. He's got no excuse not to go for Hajj. And he fails to go for Hajj. He's discarded these five fundamentals of deed, of Sharia. Or the basic tenets of Islam. The fara'id, those which Allah has made compulsory upon us. Then of course, he is now, we will say he has shirked in his duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant, the moment he does those things which are fard upon him, then he is coming closer and closer to me. Oh, he has now come closer to me. There is nothing else before the fara'id that he does that will make him closer to me. Priority is your fara'id. Once we have understood this, the person is reading his fara'id. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَالُ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. Now my banda, he reads his five times salat, he's keeping his fast in the month of Ramadan properly, he goes for hajj, he's giving his zakat, he's doing all those things that I made fard upon him. And of course he's forsaking, abandoning and refraining from all those things which I made haram upon him. Now Allah says, he continues to come closer and closer, he draws closer and closer to me, by performing nafil, optional things. Now he's engaged in nafil salat, tahajjud salat, ishraq, chash, awabin, and other nafil salat. Then he's keeping fast on a Monday, Thursday, the 13, 14, 15 of each month, or the big days. So he's keeping fast on his nafil fast. Then he, besides his zakat, nafil na, he's giving sadaqah. Besides hajj, he's been for umrah. So all these things are nafil. Allah says, my banda, by performing nafil after his fard, he's coming closer and closer and closer to me. Hatta uhibbahu, until I begin to love him. Or I love him. Imagine Allah is saying, now I love that person. What a great honor. Man read his fard, all his fara'id, he's completing it. And he's continuing to do his fara'id, accomplishing his fara'id, and now he's also engaged in nafil. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ, when I love this banda of mine, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. Now, my banda, Allah says, I become his sight with which he sees, his ears, his hearing with which he hears. I become his sight with which he sees. I become his hands with which he touches. I become his feet with which he walks. And to understand this, Allah is free from any limbs and all these things. This is called mutashabihat. Ulama have explained this very beautifully. When Allah says, I become all this, in another hadith says, that through me he sees and he listens. Allah will now guide him. Allah will direct him. Allah will make him do only that which is good. He'll hear only that which is good. He'll see that which is good, which is lawful for him. He will touch that which is lawful and good for him. He will walk with that which is lawful and good for him. Allah will protect him from haram. His ears will not want to hear any haram. If whilst going into a shopping center or on the road or in the airport or in the aeroplane, if some music is played, immediately he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes no enjoyment of that. as though he doesn't hear anything with his physical ear, because he has blocked the ear of his heart. He has blocked the ear of his heart from that music. It is not distracting him. It is not influencing him. It is not attracting him. He doesn't care about those sounds. It means absolutely nothing to him. It does not interest him. Why? Because he's become the friend of Allah. In a similar way, he will see only those things which are lawful. If some haram or some ghair mahram has to walk in front of him, as a human being, we walking in the marketplace, wherever we are going, it's not possible that we will not see anything in front of us. The moment this happens, he will lower his gaze. And Allah will protect him, and Allah will not make him cast a lustful glance at any haram. Because Allah has become his friend. It is as though Allah has now taken over the control of his limbs. I often give this example to the students at school and madrasa. You're writing the examination. And the examiner, it is his paper. And he is invigilating in that examination hall at that time. And you are very close to him. He loves you. And there is the paper in front of you. And there are the questions. And he has put these questions. And now he takes your hand and he puts it into his hand. And now he begins to answer the paper for you. Will he write the incorrect answers or the correct answers? Obviously he will answer and put the correct answers. So Allah will correct your life. Allah will guide your life. Allah will make you see only that which is correct for you. Allah will make you hear only that which is correct for you and halal. Allah will make your legs only go to those places which Allah will want you to go towards. Allah will make you touch and feel those things which are lawful and permissible for you. So Allah becomes the friend of this person when he has made his nafil after accomplishing his faraid. When a person now is enjoying the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, Allah is showering his love upon this particular banda of his, ulama have explained, there is nothing in this world which will be more enjoyable for him than the enjoyment he gets in the remembrance of Allah. There is nothing alaz, the Arabic word they use is alaz, more ladiz, more enjoyable. Nothing more tasty, delicious, enjoyable than being immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else becomes enjoyable for him. No matter what food, of course he'll make shukr for the ni'mat Allah has given him. But all those things can never be compared to what he is enjoying within himself when Allah's special tawajjuh is upon him. When Allah's attention is focused upon him. When Allah's love is now showering upon him. Hazrat Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullahi, how many times we mentioned his example, when he is to be engaged in sajda, and when he would say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, the enjoyment he would get, he would say, as though Allah is showering his special love on me at that time, that I find it so hard to raise and lift my head from the ground. Because I'm enjoying some ladhat that I can never enjoy as much as when I'm making sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person now is getting this special enjoyment in his life. And then he finds it easy, and not only easy, he takes enjoyment in tiring himself in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is something that you and I might find difficult to understand, but those people who read lengthy rakats of tahajjud, the tahajjud is not the last minute like any one of us or a weak person. Last minute we just try to just make some tahajjud, Allah gives us tawfiq, we make shukr for that. But these people, they stand up in tahajjud for hours on end, in the qiyam position, in the ruku position, in the sujood position. They are enjoying the communion with Allah Rabbul Izzat, that munajat with Allah. Rabia Basriya Rahmatullahi Aliyah used to say, she used to wait for the night to come. The moment the night would fall, she says, now every Habib will be alone with his Mahbub. Every lover will be alone in solitude with his beloved. In other words, she would wait to roll out a musalla and engage in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person will want to go extra in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will enjoy exhausting himself in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in doing good deeds that will make him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he will enjoy solitude, khalwat. Like how I mentioned Rabia Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. Should wait to be now alone at night. There's nobody else besides you and Allah. And now you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you raise your hands in dua, you are begging from Allah, and you are talking to Allah, you are praising Allah, you are hymning and glorifying Allah, you are taking His beautiful name, and you are asking Him, and you are talking to Him in whichever language you know. Whichever language you know. But you are communicating with your Allah, your Mawla, your Master. You are showing Allah that you are His slave and He is your Master. So that night, or the hours of the night, the person now begins to enjoy. He's gaining some type of lazzat that he cannot explain. Otherwise he does not enjoy as much as he gets in the solitude. Then there is this yearning within him. That when can I go and make tawaf of the house of my Allah? When can I go to Makkah Mukarramah and make tawaf of Baytullah? His tawaf, her tawaf is a different tawaf. This is a wali of Allah going around the Kaaba. When we go, we are looking at everything. Our mind is distracted. We are looking at various other things. A wali of Allah is, in Urdu we say, ikdun meh dun. As though he's in a trance. He's in another realm, another world. He's gone somewhere else. Physically he's there with us. But his heart, his soul, his mind is only on Allah. So tears will come down his cheeks. When he is making those du'as around the Kaaba, when he is saying the labbaik, and when he is supplicating to Allah, he understands what enjoyment he is experiencing and when he is going around the house of his Rabb. And even more than that now, he is yearning now, the shauq, to meet his Allah. The day when he will leave this world, and when he will meet his Allah, man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Whosoever waits and loves to meet Allah, the meeting with Allah, Allah is waiting to meet him also. Ulama have explained as though Allah Ta'ala is saying, قَدْ طَالَ الشَّوْقُ. This shawq, this yearning of my banda, has gone now, is gone very lengthy, it's a very long period. My banda is waiting, years are going past, he's growing older and older, and he's waiting to come to me. Allah says, more than that, I'm waiting for him to come to me. One person, as he would supplicate at night, he would say, Ya Shawqa, oh, what a yearning, what a shawq, this zeal within myself, this cry of yearning, a desire to meet ila man yarani, that person who is watching me, who is seeing me, wala arahu, but I cannot see him. Person loves his beloved in this dunya. Allah protect us from illicit relationships. Person loves his beloved. He has seen her, she has seen him. They're communicating. But that shauq is a different type of shauq. That shauq is a haram shauq. That yearning is absolutely, can never be compared to this shauq, where a person who has not even seen his beloved Allah, and his Allah is seeing him every moment, but still he is pining and yearning to meet his Allah. My respected brothers and elders, or mothers and elders at home, may Allah give us his true muhabbat and ishq. A thought came to me this evening. If you go to some person's house, you are a guest. Does not belong to you. Can you do anything that you wish? Will you do anything that will make the person, owner of the house, the host, angry? No, you will make sure you abide by his rules. You won't do anything silly. You won't say anything out of turn. You will behave yourself. You will conduct yourself well. His karam upon you. He's entertaining you. He's feeding you. He's giving you a place to sleep and food to eat. and he is so kind towards you. Similarly, this world does not belong to us. This world belongs to Allah. It is His. We are just staying in this world for a time period, for a short period. We are just guests. We are travelers, passers-by. We are wayfarers. This dunya does not belong to us. Neither does akhirat belong to us. But Allah, out of His kindness, is going to give us that akhirat, the Jannah, inshallah. So can we then misbehave and show misconduct in this world and do things that are going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, Allah, out of His kindness, His fadl and karam, if somebody sits and he ponders and he thinks that even when I do something wrong and displease my Allah by doing any wrong action, my Allah is so kind, so kind, so kind, that out of His lutf, He still opens the doors of tawbah for me. And He allows me to make amends. He actually gives me a chance to repent and to cement that bond and relationship He has with me and still maintain that strong relationship. At-ta'ibu habibullah. The one who repents, he is the beloved of Allah. He is the habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected friends and elders, Ramadan is coming, inshallah. We will speak about it again on Tuesday night, inshallah, Shab-e-Barat. To conscientize, as I mentioned last week also, prepare now that this Ramadan must be a different Ramadan. Imagine sailing in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine just enjoying every moment in the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, where everything else becomes secondary, not of that importance. The most important thing, our goal is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isad Duru Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'na alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, hamari gunaah ko maaf farma, hamari khataah ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have wasted our lives in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, instead of obeying you, my Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of your ahkamat we have broken, my Allah. Ya Allah, with no nadamat in our lives, my Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are ignorant, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. You love your bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us in the ummat of your beloved Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Be pleased with us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Overlook our shortcomings, my Allah. Overlook our weaknesses, my Allah. Make us become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, we hear about your ishq. We do not know what your ishq and love is, my Allah. Grant us your true muhabbat, ya Allah. Fill our heart with your ishq and muhabbat. The ishq and muhabbat of our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become obedient slaves now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us see the end of Shaban in a good way, my Allah. And Ramadan, the entire Ramadan, my Allah, in the most beautiful, make it the most beautiful days in our life, my Allah. Allah, accept us, my Allah. Accept our Ramadan, our Ibadat, our fasting, Taraweeh, Tilawah, Dhikr, Waaz, Nasihat, I'tikaf, Umrah. Ya Allah, whatever Ibadat we are going to make, my Allah, it could only be for your fadl, your assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. We are very weak, my Allah.
You provide for us, Ya Allah. Sustenance and rosy from unseen sources, my Allah. Don't make there be any mishaps in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make there be any bala afat upon us, my Allah. Grant us afiat, especially in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Remove the difficulties the ummah of Rasulullah s.a.w. is facing, my Allah. Whichever part of the world, my Allah. Every day we hear of earthquakes, my Allah, of floods, my Allah, of hurricanes, my Allah, of this disaster, that disaster. We hear of crime, my Allah, killings, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah, it is as though, my Allah, Qiyamah will take place any time, my Allah. And still we have not been preparing ourselves, my Allah. Allah, we have become such foolish people, my Allah. Allah, we have become consumed by nafs and shaitan, shahwat, and love of this dunya, my Allah. That we cannot enjoy what your friends, my Allah, the true awliya, that you have mentioned, Allah, inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim, wa la hum yahzanun, alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon, lahumul bushra fil hayat dunya wa fil akhirah. Ya Allah, we cannot enjoy what they are enjoying. Ya Allah, forgive us for witnesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah, if you make us pious, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Include us in the list of your awliya, your friends, my Allah. Don't put us in the list of the friends of shaitan, my Allah. If you forgive us, my Allah, shaitan will become naraz. Rasulullah will become happy, my Allah. If you do not forgive us, my Allah, Rasulullah will become naraz, will become sad, my Allah. Shaitan will become happy, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, dunya belongs to you. Akhirat belongs to you. You brought us into this world, my Allah. We know you are testing us, my Allah. But my Allah, help us. Help us to pass this test in this world, my Allah. Before more comes upon us, my Allah. Allah, help us to make tawbatan nasuha from all the wrongs we have done in this world, my Allah. Make us understand now that dunya is not going to come with us in the qabr, my Allah. It is not going to avail us in the akhirat, my Allah. It will only be our iman and amal saliha. Only your fadl and your rahmat and your karam, my Allah. Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us a himmat to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Allah, let it not just be a talk by means of our tongues, my Allah. Make it be a haqiqat and reality from our hearts now, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Give us good health, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many of our friends, my Allah, in hospital, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have sustained injuries, my Allah. Somebody has got a heart attack, my Allah. Somebody is undergoing chemotherapy, my Allah. Masoom children also in hospital, my Allah. Mothers and sisters also are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel. Allah, give us mawtul iman, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Even though we do not deserve to be in Baqi, my Allah, but you give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the condition that you are happy with us, my Allah. Before we leave this world, give us tawfiq of doing this one good action, my Allah. That you are so pleased with it and you accept it, my Allah. And that becomes a means of our najat in the akhirat, my Allah. That on the day of Qiyamah, our Rasulullah SAW looks at us with a smiling face. He mustn't be displeased with us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, you must give us a hodi kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must intercede on our behalf, my Allah. Make us enter jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, without any hisab kitab, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, our children, our grandchildren. Ya Allah, somebody in our progeny will be living when Dajjal will appear, my Allah. If not us, then somebody from our progeny, my Allah. Protect all of us, my Allah. From the trials and the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Don't make us lose our iman, my Allah. Don't make us lose our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, all of us sitting here tonight, we have raised our hands. Ya Allah, we have got hajat, my Allah. Just not only one need. We have many, many, many needs, my Allah. Allah, you are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Somebody is being on suffer, make his suffer easy for him, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody's got some financial problem, ya Allah. You assist him in his financial problem, my Allah. Somebody is going through a court case, we help him in his court case, my Allah. People are languishing in prisons, ya Allah. Remove them from prisons, my Allah. Allah, somebody's got a domestic problem, you help him with his domestic problem. Somebody's got a drug problem, ya Allah. You help him with his drug problem, my Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما الله so many people requested duas answer also the jaiz murad حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم الله the اجتماع is going to take place in Natal and in Johannesburg and in Cape Town my Allah in different venues, ya Allah, different dates, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make this istima kamiyab, my Allah. Make it be a success, my Allah. Like, ya Allah, also assist us to God in your path, my Allah. Efforts mashayikh are making in the darul mashayikh, in the khankas, my Allah. Hips classes, different organizations, assist all of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, whichever individual, male or female, my Allah. So many are doing such work that nobody even knows, my Allah. Good works they're doing, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, especially those who are assisting those who are refugees, those who are in this areas where there's earthquakes and hurricanes that have taken place and floods, my Allah, and they're assisting those ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You assist them, give them barakah and afiyat in their lives. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله next week Thursday which is the 9th of March after Maghrib Salat immediately after Maghrib till Isha will be Khatme Bukhari taking place in this masjid students of the madrasa so we make a humble appeal to all of you to try and be present and also make a lot of dua that Allah accepts it, Allah makes everything easy. It's between Maghrib and Isha, we have limited time. Maybe Isha might be slightly delayed on that night, but make dua Allah Ta'ala accepts it. Jazakumullah.